Ladies and gentlemen, what's good, y'all? It's the Chillmeister Chris Gary, and it's Andrew Benjamin, my favorite jiu-jitsu fighter who doesn't want to be a fighter for some odd reason, because he's 36 and he complains about, you know, how old he is, when instead he needs to think about how wise he is. But enough about all that. This is still the We Are Rising podcast, your source for all things about the Rising Fighting Federation and JMMA, or if any time we feel like it, we just simply shoot the breeze with some of these great combatants of our, you know, landscape. You can follow us on Twitter at We Are Rising Pod. That's WEARERIZIMPOD, all in one word. Follow us on Instagram, respectively. Andrew is at abenjamin1. I'm at christiangary1992. And you can follow the show on Stitcher, SoundCloud. We hope you're subscribed to the YouTube channel, Podbean, basically wherever you get your podcast of choice. But today, even though it's clearly 15 hours ahead on my end, 14 on Andrew's, we have a longtime friend of the program that we feel like talking to right now. He has a fight coming up in Pan Place, not that very far off, and he's representing Waijutsu Keshu Kai Hearts to the fullest. This man is Hirotaka Nakata. Goma nasai.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Good
to see you always.
Yeah, so I guess the first thing you gotta ask is, you know, what have you been up to? I think, you know, you were just talking off air about, you know, the deep Future King tournament. But what have you been doing so far? Because I also know you got Krav Maga as well. Yeah,
I've been doing, I started to work at Krav Maga gym. I'm learning Krav Maga techniques, and I also keep training MMA, kickboxing, and jujitsu.
And I'm curious, sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. Just that.
Okay. Yeah. Have you seen that guy on Instagram? The Detroit Urban Survival Tactics guy, Dust?
I don't know. I think I have never seen that.
He's a guy. Chris, you're laughing. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Unfortunately, Andrew, I do. I know all about that complete moron. He's basically a guy who he's a guy who does a lot of survival technique training for, you know, self-defense, but it's really just nothing more but basic fight techniques.
Because I don't know if it's similar to what he does when it comes to Krav Maga, but it kind of looks like an exaggerated. I will send you his Instagram, and you will watch it one day, and you just like watch and laugh at the absurdity. Okay, so you're still.
I don't know about the guy, but I've seen the Sean Strickland fought against the self defense guy. he pushed him into like a. Like in the store or something like that, and then the glass showcase was like broken.
Yes,
I saw that video.
So you're still training MMA, you're still kickboxing Krav Maga. I know you had a little bit of a layoff since the Ishida fight. Did you just take a little break, or did you get any like? What, were you injured or something, or were you like, what was like the break in between?
I got some bruise, but like 2 weeks later, I back in the training. It was okay. Fight was very close. I had a chance to choke him, but couldn't do it. But I think I'm improving my grappling skill now. I think I showed that my grappling skills improved in the fight. The result didn't come with.
It was a close fight. A very good fight, by the way. So you said are you devoting more time to grappling now, or are you kind of still giving equal time to everything?
Equal, like half and half, like half striking, half grappling, always.
Gotcha. And so yeah, you got Pancras 326 coming up against Kisa Miyake. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this your first pro opponent who might be younger than you?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure.
You, Carino, you. He might
have. He might be younger than me. Like a year.
Okay. But, 1 year ago. Okay, gotcha. Okay, so it's very. So you take out somebody who's. You face mostly older opponents.
Usually.
In your career. How does it feel if he's facing somebody who's the rare younger opponent than you?
I think I didn't much care about the age, but he's a good fighter, né? He can do striking, very long. He's got a very long jab, straight, and he is also have some submission skills as well, né? He tried to I saw his fights, some of his fights, and he has a few. Submission skills. Right? He's got a good submission skills.
He's very tall, if I'm correct. Yeah, he's very tall for featherweight, like 5. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what is in centimeters. Chris, you know centimeters. 5'11", whatever that is. Is that like 70 centimeters?
No, I think it's like 180
centimeters. Yes.
Yeah, 180 centimeters or 1.8 meters.
Sorry, 70, he'd be like a midget if he was 77 meters. No. I'll think of kilograms. I'll think of kilograms. What the fuck was I thinking? Other than like what you just told me, is there anything else that you know about him? Or is there, have you two ever like ran into each other at a Pancras show or had any sort of interaction before?
Oh yeah, I think I've seen him in backstage in Pancras, and I also watched his fights against Kamei, and also Issei Tamura as well.
It was interesting. Go ahead.
He's good.
Yeah, you both have fought Tamura. You both have beat him. If I'm correct, I think you both have beat him, but you finished Tamura. He didn't.
I think he lost. He lost, I guess.
Oh, he lost?
Yeah,
who
yeah.
Who was thinking of that he beat?
My decision.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Do you ever hear of MMA math? That MMA math? So, I don't know. Is that something you believe in, or is that something that you think can ever be correct?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, Chris, how do you explain MMA math?
I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't know much about MMA math myself, but I think it would probably mean the amount of takedowns you have against a certain fighter versus your opponent against that same certain fighter. I wouldn't know.
Going to this fight, I don't want to say what your strat. I don't want to ask how you're gonna beat it. What are you doing from your last fight that you're doing differently to prepare for this fight?
Nothing. It's just I'm doing just the usual training, but I'm more focusing on defense on striking, because every fight I lost. It's because of the amount of hitting, getting hit by jabs or straight. Mm. So I've been doing on training on that. Yeah.
Gotcha. Chris, I'm gonna throw it to you to ask some questions to our guest.
Okay. I mean, I would just like to basically ask, you know, when it came down to the fight that you had with Takahiro Ishida, even though it was about 6 months ago now, right?
Yeah.
When it came down to fighting him, I mean, even though you lost, did you feel like all the pressure from your first fight in Ryzen was just like coming off of you?
No, I think that not. What do you mean? Like, if I get nervous from the fight, what do you mean?
Did you feel? I mean, when it came down to that second fight in Rising that you had with Ishida, do you feel like the pressure from the first fight you had?
I see. No, not that. I usually don't feel much pressure when I'm fighting. Yeah, I don't get that much nervous. So nothing changed there. Eh? Yeah. I lost the last time in Rising, and then so that's why I wanted to win, but I lost again. Eh? So next time I fight in Rising, I didn't want to win. Eh? That's what I feel. Now
I see Wakayama-san. Yeah. Now, when it comes down to, and I don't know if you watch, you know, fighters from other promotions or what have you, but I don't know if you watch some of the Road to UFC Asia tournament stuff.
Yeah, I watched it, yeah, of course.
But when it came down to the, I don't know if it was the bantamweight fight that featured two Japanese fighters or the flyweight fight that featured two Japanese fighters, but when you seen the end of that particular fight and saw that those two fighters, I think it was Rinya Nakamura and Toshiomi Kazama, they ended up both getting UFC contracts just off the fact that they had a incredible fight. But when you see something like that, do you feel like, you know, potentially one day that could be you getting a big time contract just off of one of those big time fights?
Yeah, I hope I get contract in a few years, né? But first I have to get the win streak, and I have to get a really good finish, né? Good KO, like a good submission, and I need more win streak, né? Then I get contract. So yeah, but yeah, hopefully one day.
Of course. And I mean, come to think of it, with this next fight that you're going to have, do you feel like, and I don't want to basically say, are there any weaknesses you might exploit from him? Because he probably might be wondering, what are these two gaijins talking to in English about? No. Yeah, in English.
It's okay. I think, yeah, he doesn't even know.
But still, though, when it comes down to your opponent, Kisa, actually. Uh-huh. What do you expect that he will do to you that you will hope to exploit?
I think every time I lost, because I get too much jabs now, in the Kame fights, Horio fights, now, or every time I get jabs, and then they point out, now, and they got points, and then they win by decision. So I think he's going to do, because he's very tall and he's got a long reach, so I think he's in jabs, and then I chase him around, and then when I go too forward on my leg, and then he's gonna do tackling. He's gonna try to take me down on the ground. I think that's what he wants to do in the fight.
Understood. Andrew, yeah. You got any more questions to ask?
Oh, yes. So how do you see this fight going in your favor, Nakata-san?
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish him. Because if it goes to judges, I might lose by bad decision, maybe because of the points, of the jab hit. So I have to finish him. Yeah.
I mean, of course you don't want to do that, because as every fighter around the world pretty much knows, you never want to leave the fight in the hands of the judge.
Hands of the judges, yes. True.
Mm-hmm. Volkanovski learned that the hard way, in my opinion.
Yeah, Volkanovski, yeah. That fight as well, né? I thought it could be Volkanovski. It could be Volkanovski. Yeah.
Yeah.
if they say it's a Makachev, then I also understand. It's like a 50-50.
I'm also curious to know as well. I think you recently, did you make your debut commentating for a MMA?
Oh, yeah. I was commentating for every one Lumpini fight. In every fight. Oh. Yeah. They're doing that like every Friday show. And ABEMA is broadcasting just like a first part of the show. So, ABEMA is trying to use the fighters from the younger generation for commentary. So, Osa-san put me in there. So I did it for the first time.
What was that like commentating for your the first time ever? Were you nervous? Did you know like what to do, or did you ask Osawa-san, because I know he commentates all the time for one. Yeah. Like, what do I do? What should I say?
Osawa-san told me that you should prepare for it. So I made like notes, and I searched for the fighters' fights, and I put like notes. Yeah, and then it was okay. So because I prepared for it,
And so with this fight that's coming up, you beat Miyake. Do you finish him? Would you I think, are you number two or number three in the rankings?
Number one. I think you're still number one. Yeah, still. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Would you then want a shot, a title shot against? Oh my God, I found out who the guy who does Kobayashi still have the title or no?
Okitaka, I think. Because Isao is contesting the
Bellator.
Come on, Andrew, you should know by now. Isao Kobayashi went back to Bellator.
Okay. Yeah. Would you want a title shot for a title shot on Pancras next?
Yeah, Yeah, in this year. Yeah, for the title shot. Yeah. I'm down, yeah.
And what are your 2023? What are your MMA goals so far? If you have any.
Getting the Pancras belt and the first winning at Rising is my goal in 2023.
I don't know if you know, but it looks like Rise is going to be having a show in Hawaii.
I have it too.
Being that you do speak English, and that you know, it would be, I think Chris and I would be could both agree that you'd be like a perfect fighter for that. So
I would love to fight in Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, come to think of it, Hirotaka, we spoke about this before, and I know you didn't say that Hawaii was one of the places that you would want to go to internationally, but I feel like, considering the fact that Hawaii is more closer to Japan than it is the rest of the mainland U.S., I'm pretty sure that would be welcoming for you, you know, to fight.
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah. I didn't want to fight it, man. Hawaii.
my other big question I wanted to ask is, I know, speaking of Hawaii, I know that you traveled there at Mikuru as a translator.
Yeah.
Are you watching Breaking Down? And if you are, what do you think of Breaking Down?
Yeah. I've been checking the Breaking Down. I've been watching the YouTube. I've been watching the fights as well. I think it's fun. Some of the fighters said that it's not even a martial art or like some negative comments, but I'm just enjoying it. It's just fun, you know. But maybe, you know, I think it's not for the kids, because it's not good for their education, of course, but it's fun.
I think in Japanese you would call it shopai. You would probably call it shopai, but it's entertaining nonetheless. I think it's hilarious. I'm curious, would you ever, if you ever got invited to Breaking Down, would you ever take up that opportunity to ever fight on Breaking Down? They said, we want you to fight this tattooed whatever guy from Osaka.
Maybe like after I retire from MMA career, then I would love to try that. But for now, I didn't want to focus on my MMA career. Yeah, okay. maybe after I retire, then if I wanted to be more famous, then maybe I would fight.
I mean, kind of think of it, in order to be more famous, you would have to, you know, boost up your YouTube channel a bit more. I mean, if I were to get an opportunity to fight for, you know, a promotion like Breaking Down, I don't know if Andrew would probably agree or not, but I would probably be the main one wanting to beat the hell out of Shibatar.
Shibatar.
Yeah, but understandably so, when it comes down to, you know, fighting for, whether it be for Ryzen, Pancrase, Deep, or even Breaking Down, wouldn't it be best to boost up your social platform, so to speak, if you want to at least try and get some more attention from these promotions abroad?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but I haven't opened my YouTube channel because I don't know how to edit the movies. Maybe if I try, then I'll be. I don't want to spend the time for editing the movies. I'm working now, so.
As a video person as well, I hate video editing so much. It is the worst thing I hate.
Me too.
I hate it so much.
Ditto. Same here.
I do know that there's two other fighters that are having fights coming up at from Hearts Hirotaka. Joe Arai.
Joe Arai, yeah.
And Yoshimura. Yeah. So I think is it Kaito? He's fighting in Deep, and Joe is fighting in Shuto, right?
Shuto, yeah.
Yeah.
Joe is now Shuto strawweight champion, but now he's in a flyweight division, eh? And he's gonna fight against the number one flyweight contender in Shuto.
Oh, so he's going up. He's going up in weight.
Yeah, he's going up the weight. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. And I'm curious to know: has Joe ever has Little Joe? I'm gonna call him Little Joe. Ever taken on Big Joe? Joe.
Okay, Little Joe.
Has Joe Arai ever took on a Big Joe? Like, have they ever had a
match? Oh, yeah, a Big Joe. Yeah. There's a Big Joe and Arai Joe.
Oh, have those two ever had a match? Or have they ever, like,
wrapped? I don't know. I don't think they ever met. I don't know. But there's another Joe as well, né? The guy introduced me Hearts. He's an actor. He's like a general membership in New Hearts. He also named Joe.
gotcha.
So three Joes.
I also want to ask you as well. So with since you've had two fights in Ryzen, and one of the things I've also heard, we've also been told that Chris and I have been told, is that Ryzen has caused a much more MMA to become more popular now in Japan. I'm curious to know, for your sake, have you noticed, like, have you ever been, like, recognized on the streets, or have you gotten, like, more social media SNS followers because of being on Ryzen or anything like that? Has your own fame increased somehow?
Yeah, like a little bit, just a little bit. If they know about, like, JMMA, or like, if they really know about Ryzen, then they know me. So it's like, just a little bit. But for now, I'm not that famous. still.
Well, how about the gym itself? Have more people come? Are there more people training now because of this the MMA becoming a little bit more popular?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I think the membership in Hearts, I think they got increased. A bit, yeah. I guess so, yeah.
Gotcha. I also got to ask, Osawa-san be in your corner for your fight?
Yeah, I think I hope so. I don't know his schedule for now.
Okay,
I hope so, yeah.
You say hope so. Sometimes he's very intimidating when he is in your corner, because I can only say a little bit, yeah, of Japanese, but he sounds very sometimes he is very harsh. Very harsh. He's harsh.
Yeah. He is. But still, I could hear his voice because he's really loud. So yeah, it's good for me. Yeah.
Well, actually, is this show, do they allow audience cheering?
I think it will. I think it is now. Né? I think, yeah, now okay for cheering. Oh, okay. With voices, yeah.
Okay. Well, even if you can still hear his voice whenever, even if the audience is screaming. Like, yeah, I still hear him on Ryzen shows. Like, I hear his voice over the entire audience.
Yeah.
He's so loud.
Like, when I mean Site of Super Arena, I could hear Kenji-san's voice in the top of the arena. His voice is really loud, even without a microphone. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So how is Japan now? Is Japan basically normal for the most part, or has things opened, or like what's the status of like just Japan in general?
Like people still wearing masks, but the foreigners, like business, got really increased. There are lots, so many foreigners on the street, and also the government says that we can finally take off the masks from like May 18th or yeah, 18th, yeah.
Okay. Oh, May. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we can take off the masks.
I think it's Cave Gym or one of the gyms I follow on Instagram, and they still require masks while you train.
Yeah.
As that is, that sounds very tough to train with mask on.
Yeah. In my gym, Kramaga gym, also still requires to wear the masks. Né? So they really? Wear. So they wear the mask. Me and everybody wears the mask. While they are sparring, even the grappling sparring. So sometimes the masks drop off and they have to put it back and keep doing their grappling. That's crazy.
So if you're grappling, you have somebody, you take somebody's back, you're trying to like go for a rear naked choke, and like you're going like this. And,
yeah. You know, the mask is taking off. It's crazy, so, right?
With all due respect, that is so silly. That is
so silly. Yeah, yeah, we know. But in Japan, you know, everybody, I think, still kind of cares about like wearing masks in the public station. So yeah,
gotcha.
But the Japanese people are like, if the government says okay, then we are okay. So I think the government will be saying that we can take off mask from May, so I think it will be getting better. I hope so.
Yeah. Chris, I'm going to throw it to you for any last questions for our guest.
Okay. I can basically say this. When it comes down to your opponent, and this basically harkens back to, you know, if Kisa Miyake is listening to this and wondering just what the hell we're all talking about in a language that he can't understand. I mean, let's just say this. If he were to, you know, square up with you one-on-one right now, what would be the main thing that you would say to him, you know, right before the fight? No, wait, what would be the main thing you would say to him face-to-face as if y'all were just standing across from one another right before the fight?
Okay. Yeah, I hope you doing good training and eating enough, had a good sleep, and then when we fight, please come back to your best condition. Now I'm gonna be my best condition as well. So let's fight 100% each other. Let's do it. Yeah,
understood. Wakaimas. And when it comes down to this fight card, I don't know, is this fight card going to be shown on, you know, domestic pay-per-view in Japan or like Twitcasting or something?
YouTube.
Yeah, I think Yeah, YouTube. Yeah, and I think they will be on Unext. Unext. Yeah.
And also there's Chris
English commentary as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There'll also be English commentary. Yeah. Chris, I don't know if you know, our buddy CJ will be. I think will be commentating.
Oh, cool. Sugoi. But when it comes down to this particular event, now that we know, you know, how it's going to be shown, I would just like to ask you, Hirotaka, is there anything that you would like to potentially say to your fans that would be watching this show any way they can?
Okay, so thank you always watching the Realizing podcast, and I'm going to put the a good show ne? At the Pancras 331. So please watch my fight. Thank you. Always.
And Andrew, you can go ahead and plug this one out.
Yeah, sure. So you can see Hirotaka Nakata on Kisa Miyake at Pancras 326, which will be available.
No, dummy. Pancras 331. 331.
331, what am I looking at? Oh, I'm looking at one of the fucking paths. I'm looking at one of the paths that he's been on. Sorry. Pancras 331, March 25th, which will be Saturday, it says 10:15 our time. I don't know if that's accurate, Eastern time. So, but
basically what Andrew's trying to say is if you happen to check it out on Unext or, you know, on YouTube or whatever, check your local listings. I'm pretty sure they will have that.
It'll be on YouTube for us. It'll at least be on YouTube for us outside Japan.
Thank you.
With English commentary. But yes, Hirotaka, thank you so much again for your time. We love talking to you, man.
Always fun to be talking with you guys.
We're looking forward to this fight. Yeah, man. And yeah, you know, hopefully this year will be the year you become a Pancras featherweight champion or rising featherweight champion or something.
Yes.
Something.
Thank you.
Champion Hirotaka Nakata. That's what I hope.
Yeah, I'll bring the belt in this show. Ne? I'll bring the belt.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
But yes, Gambari Des, go get your fight. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.